Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is mining, Nevada's second largest industry. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Tim Crowley, president of the Nevada Mining Association.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Bosma, Rochelle Pellicer, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome to the program Tim Crowley. He is the president of the Nevada Mining Association. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
I wanted to talk to you. You know, it was interesting. There was a story in, I believe it was the RJ this morning, about the Moly Corporation with more investment coming in from Japan. We've seen investment in mining from China. What is the level of foreign investment, especially from Asia in Nevada at this point?
Well, I don't know in terms of empirical numbers, but we're getting investment from all over the world in Nevada mining, and that's in a variety of different minerals, and it includes rare earths, which Moly Corp is actually in California, but their workforce, their supply chain comes out of Las Vegas. It's a very important project for Nevada. It's a very important project for the country.
That's just south of Prim, right?
It is, and they produce rare earths for high-tech magnets and battery technology, and wherever you can get that investment and the money to put people, Nevadans, in many cases to work is welcome money. You're seeing foreign investment in molybdenum in Nevada, in lithium for battery technology, vanadium, even in some of the precious metals as well. It's a great growth phase for the mining industry across the board, and people are taking that risk and investing their dollars in mining right now, and it's putting people to work.
But in order to have some of that growth, you need to have a government permitting process that is streamlined, and there has been some trouble going through the BLM. You had the governor write a letter in September trying to get the BLM to speed some of that up. Can you tell us what the outcome of his pressure on the BLM was?
Well, you know, the governor took the initiative to write that letter, and we're very thankful that he did that. His goal, if it's dangerous to speak for the governor, but his goal is to put people to work and inspire economic development, and he's really pushing very effectively and very hard on that. We've got shovel-ready jobs, and one of the hurdles.
Oh, that's a bad thing to say to you. Even though it's probably more true in your case.
Well, we do have jobs that are in the queue that can put more people to work, and we can expand that also, in addition to creating economic development, put products and minerals out there that can develop more economic prosperity and vitality. And one of the hurdles is getting through the permitting process. Now, permitting is important to make sure that the projects are environmentally sound, but the process doesn't need to take 5 to 10 years. It can be done very, very quickly. And so the governor recognizes that and is pushing on in every way he can to accelerate that process. And to their credit, the BLM and the federal agencies recognize it's time to really move, and there's a great leader running the BLM. Bob Abbey is his name, and he's very receptive to accelerating the process.
So even though there hasn't really been a change in law and in that, you know, I guess in the steps in that process, they have been able to speed it up.
Absolutely. We don't necessarily need a change in the law. We don't necessarily need a change in the regulation. We just need some acceleration and some alacrity, and we need to move. And this is a time to get people working.
And so. Well, and that was going to be my question. You started to get into that, and then we transitioned off. But what does this mean for jobs in Nevada? What kind of job growth can we see with these projects?
I don't have a total number, but there are thousands of jobs that are going to go online in the near future. General Molly, a molybdenum company in Eureka, is going to put 450 new people to work in the next quarter. You're going to see lithium come online and put hundreds of people online. In the gold industry, you're seeing expansions by virtually every company that will, each operation is bound to put hundreds of people on. And so cumulatively, you're looking at thousands of jobs.
Where are you going to have people live? Because, you know, right now, you go to Elko County, because of the banking situation, people can't get loans to build motels and hotels or housing.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it is another problem. Housing is a problem, and so is the workforce. It's actually finding those skilled workers that we need and getting them trained and on the job. But, you know, that's a great problem to have, and it's a problem that will help the entire state. You look at people like Michael Dermody here in this community. He's taken his business where it's slowed, and he's building projects in Elko. Right now, he's working on a project that will build commercial properties in Elko because it's growing, and construction companies in Sparks, like Peavine Construction, they're building mining infrastructure right now. They're working for Core Rochester. And what you're seeing are the builders in urban Nevada finding opportunity in rural Nevada. So there is a lag time, and we're behind in the housing market, but we'll catch up.
Yeah, what kind of push can you do? I mean, you know, you would think that the combination of the mining industry and the banking industry could get together where you go, literally, we have, you know, potentially thousands of people who are going to move here. We need housing.
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my pay structure. I'm not sure exactly what's happening other than natural economic free market mechanics are happening, and people who understand there's a supply or there's a demand are going to fill they're going to provide the supply. But you're absolutely right, and I know that General Molly has been working to accelerate the housing issues. Barrick and Newmont in Elko have been working on those issues. That isn't being managed through the Mining Association, so I'm not really clear on those details.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tim Crowley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Get in the holiday race for cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Get in the Holiday Race for Cash this November at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $20,000 in cash every week. It's your place to play and win. The Holiday Race for Cash, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Crowley. He's the president of the Nevada Mining Association. A few weeks ago, the head of Comstock Mining was on the program, and he was talking about the potential with all the trouble in Europe and around the world in the financial markets for gold to go as high as $2,500 to $5,000. Now, even if you look at it, you know, as far as inflation goes, gold is not as high a price as it was back in the late 70s, early 80s. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know where it's going to go, but for every dollar it goes up, it's a great thing, obviously, for the companies that are producing gold, but for the state of Nevada. If you look at 2009, gold went from, it increased 26% in a 12-month period. In that same time frame, taxes from the industry rose by 54%. You got to ask yourself, well, why is that? They should track pretty closely together, but then I'm talking about all taxes. So as the net proceeds of minerals tax went up, which is pegged to the value of gold, so did sales taxes because there was more consumption, and payroll taxes because there was hiring, and hiring at a very high level. And so it's just a great thing for everybody to watch that value of gold go up. It hasn't been a consistent climb. In fact, it's been all over the board in the last couple few weeks. It's been in the 1600s. It's climbed yesterday back out of the 1600s into the 1700s. Where it goes from here, I don't know.
You know, when people hear $1,600 or $1,700 or $1,800 an ounce, they don't always take into account how much it costs to get that ounce of gold out of the ground. And that is a cost that rises with commodities, with oil prices, with labor. About what is the cost to get an ounce of gold out of the ground in Nevada?
Well, you know, there are a lot of different indexes for measuring that. One that we put out there is called cash costs, and that's your daily production. And it's in the hundreds of dollars per ounce. And there's a big gap between your daily...
Is it $200 an ounce?
No,
is it $800?
It's $300 to $500, and each operation varies. But that doesn't include the upfront costs, the development costs that it takes over the 10-year period or more to find that ore body, prove it out, get through the permitting process, and construct your mine. It doesn't include any of the amortized debt that you incur to build that cost or that mine, and it doesn't include any of the costs going forward, as once you have an operating mine, you got to look for another one, and you have to look for more resources. So
and
none
you have
of those
to do
are,
environmental remediation and mitigation after the,
that's
after
exactly
the mine's
right.
closed.
That's exactly right.
The Mining Association, as everybody knows, and it'll be involved with this program as well in the upcoming year, has embarked on a massive advertising campaign. What is the thinking behind that campaign? campaign?
You know, our job has always been to promote the industry and educate Nevadans about who we are. And yesterday, you probably saw in the press that the percentage of Native Nevadans in the state is lowest is the lowest in the country. 25% of Nevadans were born here. Now, that the point of bringing that up is that we have 75% that are coming in from outside of the area. They live primarily in urban Nevada, in Las Vegas, in Clark County, and Washoe counties, and they just don't know our industry. They've never been exposed to it. They don't know what mining is about. And if you ask them, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to find that the answer is we still mine for things. There's a great need to remind people that the things they're consuming everywhere, including Paul's computer, comes from the earth, and not only does it come from the earth, it comes in a lot of cases from Nevada, and it's putting Nevadans to work and helping drive this economy. So that's a mission that we've always had, is to tell people that. But because there's always this new influx of people, which is fantastic, we've got to be better at telling that story. And because of our remoteness from urban Nevada, we just have to be smarter about it. And I think we're doing a better job of using new technologies like the social media platforms and television, reminding people about who we are through signage and online advertising, and we'll probably do that in perpetuity. We've committed to do this campaign through 2012. It'll phase in and out. We really hope not to be in people's face. It's a very benign campaign that educates about the industry, but if it's effective, we'll probably continue doing it forever.
Your concerns about potential initiative petitions?
You know, I hear the rumors about initiative petitions, but I haven't seen anything. We've always maintained the position that we would support a broad-based tax, and that's not a position that comes from us. That's a position that was founded with Price Waterhouse and the Governor Gwynn's tax task force and those types of things. We would like to see those types of decisions being made by policymakers, people that have been elected to make those decisions. And to date, we haven't seen any valid initiatives.
Your industry, the mining industry, is the highest paid industry in the state of Nevada. And I don't remember, Tim, is
$83,000
a year. Mm-hmm. So you guys are part of a broad-based business tax with the MBT, and when you look at what you're paying your employees, you know, the mining industry at $83,000 a year average salary, I mean, you are participating, as every other business, in a broad-based business tax.
Well, yeah, that does apply to all businesses, and I think that the discussion is that stable enough to sustain the highs and lows of what this state has incurred, and we've just gone through some profound changes in the past few years where businesses that we put a disproportionate reliance on, gaming, have suffered, and so there has been a discussion: how do you go forward? And at this point, I think that there have been some major decisions made by the policymakers, by the governor, to deal with the downturn in the state's economy. They've made significant cuts. Maybe it's time to see if we're on the right path and climbing out of this and rebuilding. So we'll see if someone wants to bring in a ballot initiative, and I can give you a reaction at that point once I see one. But I haven't seen a ballot. I haven't seen any initiatives.
All right, and that's where we have to leave it. And if there is one, we will be sure to invite you back right away.
Thank you
so much for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Thanks,
on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Oh. At Washburn Carpets, we have such a large selection, it's easy to find the style, color, and price you're looking for. Need inexpensive carpet right away? Get carpet, pad, and installation starting at $1.89 a square foot in stock. If you want high quality, Washburn carries DuPont Smart Strand with the best stain resistance. It's engineered right into the fiber, so it won't wear or wash off. One low price includes everything with no add-ons. Come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
Have your bed linens ready for this holiday season. Bobby Pages, where quality and service matter.
Bobby Pages.
The all-new Atlanta Steakhouse offers a unique setting that is warm and inviting. A social place to gather with friends and family for libations and memorable dining. Featuring fine steaks, classic cocktails, and tableside service. Dinner served Wednesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. Reservations recommended. Please call 824-4430 or book online at AtlantisCasino.com/dining.
This month, Tuesdays are total action.
Commence firing. Fired will.
With adrenaline-charged movies. Kicking it into overdrive.
Duck, you sucker.
And hammering it home all day long. It's not just Tuesday anymore. It's Total Action Tuesday on this.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mike Bosma is here, CPA and host of Bosma on Business on KOH, our radio partner. Rachel Pellissier is director of Restart Reno, and Sean Carey, consultant and community activist. Pleasure to have you all here. So I can't resist. You were doing this on KOH yesterday afternoon. The Herman Cain story. I mean, at what point does this dude just say, I'm out of here?
You know, what's interesting, Sam, is at least if he would own to say, okay, this is kind of what my past was, and I'm not going to do it anymore, but the series of continual disclaimers, and it's sounding a lot like Bill Clinton speak right now, so I think he's done.
I mean, even if none of this is true, isn't he so badly damaged at this point?
I would say yes, and the Bill Clinton thing, yesterday I heard him talk about the woman he was having the affair, allegedly having an affair with, as that woman, so... It just broke that he's reevaluating. I think that's a good thing to start reevaluating.
Maybe this is a good thing about having such a long primary process.
Yeah, it is, because this can come out now and not later after he were to potentially get the nomination. The Huffington Post is reporting this morning that he is reconsidering whether or not he's going to run again, or he's going to continue to run, and he has to. I mean, he's finished.
What were the callers' responses yesterday on talk radio?
Well, a lot of them said, you know, it really didn't matter to them, you know, what he did in his personal life. Although when you talk about character and you talk whether it matters or not, you did have a lot of callers say, you know, if somebody cannot be faithful to their wife, how can you trust them to hold their word to the American people? But I think, you know, the problem
but
I have...
But historically speaking, that's not even close to the truth.
And that... I think that's true. And my problem with Herman Cain isn't the fact that, you know, there's these, unwelcome sexual advances or an affair. It just doesn't seem like he's got a great command of a lot of important issues. So, I mean, that's my problem with Herman Cain.
One of the things that's been interesting is watching Newt Gingrich rising up in the polls again, the Manchester paper supporting him in their editorial position. It's like, well, when you've got the Herman Cain standard, maybe the Newt Gingrich standard isn't so bad in terms of personal life.
Well, but I tell you, Sam, I wonder how much of that is actually an agenda pushed on by the Democrats. You know, I believe, and I've seen this in a couple races now, where I think the Democrats are really trying to get the right candidate that they believe Obama will win against.
Sharon Angle?
I didn't say, but yeah, pretty much. And so it would not surprise me if, especially something is, that was a real surprise, I think, a lot of people, that they came out as in favor of Newt as they did. And I don't know that Gingrich can win against Obama because of his past.
Well, and I saw today on a news clip that Newt was saying, I have no comment on this. I have no comment on this. And I think, well, that's a good idea for you not to have a comment on this.
Well, we've always tried this program to try to stay away from the salacious, but I'm afraid this one was just too much to bear. I wanted to talk about the poll that came out yesterday that has Dina Titus leading the District 1 race by 66 points plus. Your thoughts on that, and Ruben Kiwan and Senator Reid?
You know, Dina just happens to be much better known than her competition, so that's not surprising at all to me.
there's a lot of name ID that's going into that poll, but I hesitate to use the phrase, but Dina Titus is the grown-up in the race. And just because Kuhn has a lot of ground support and some support from a lot of the back of the establishment, I don't think he can close the deal. I don't think he can.
Paul?
You know, a lot of people said that about this guy named Barack Obama when he ran against Hillary Clinton, and he cleaned her clock. So I don't think the final chapter has been written on that race. I mean, these are the opening salvos. I think Rubin is a tough campaigner. He is very likable. Oh, absolutely. The guy is very likable. He's active. He's out there meeting people. So, you know, I will. I'm going to just hold off and wait and see what happens. But that is going to be a fun campaign to watch.
Yes. So, you know, when you look back at Dina's primary campaign with Jim Gibson, that was pretty ugly. I don't think he was ready for that at all.
Yeah, and I agree with Paul. I think this thing is just getting started, and they really haven't vetted any issues yet, I mean, at all. So I think it's going to come down to really where each candidate stands on the issues and if people can get behind them or not as far as what the solution is, because heaven knows we have problems that we need solutions to here.
The name Byron Georgiou rings familiar, him being pushed out of the Shelley Berkeley race by Senator Reid with some very vicious attacks that landed on his shoulders. But does Senator Reid have the same ability with Dina Titus?
I would say so. Reed's been here for a long time, and
but so is she.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's going to come down to money, because if Titus can start to dry up the fundraising and start to collect the money early, that's going to make a difference. And yeah, I mean, 2006 Gibson versus Titus, I mean, she is a rough customer. And, you know, he is an amazing legislator in some respects, but I don't think anybody wants to be on the end of that southern tongue.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Lexus December to Remember sales event is here, but only for a limited time.
I want more choice.
I need more flexibility.
We need a Medicare Advantage plan that's all about us.
That's why Sierra Nevada Spectrum is my choice.
We can see any doctor or specialist we want.
And that's important to us.
That's coverage and flexibility.
Medical and prescription coverage in one plan with zero monthly premium. That's Sierra Nevada Spectrum.
Call today and find out if Sierra Nevada Spectrum is the plan for you.
1, 2, 3.
It's been said that a penny saved is a penny earned. If you're in Nevada and receiving unemployment benefits by debit card, here are three ways that you can save. Get unlimited withdrawals of available funds through a bank teller at any Visa-branded financial institution. Ask for cash back whenever you use your card for grocery or retail purchases. Or go to a Wells Fargo bank and get one free ATM withdrawal each week. Now saving is as easy as
1, 2, 3.
For more information, visit epicard.com.
Breathtaking. Beautiful. One of a kind. The Masoliera Art Nouveau jewelry collection made of the finest 18-karat gold, diamonds, and enamel arrives from Barcelona, Spain this Thursday through Saturday. Only one place. Only one time. One chance to own a piece from this legendary jewelry collection. Exclusively at the Diamond Vault. Give them a call at 775-DIAMOND.
This month, Wednesdays are wild, with hard-edged heroes taking one wild ride.
Yeah!
All day and all night, from wars to westerns, cowboys to commandos. It doesn't get any wilder than this. This month, Wednesdays are wild.
Remember, you can download podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to State Senator John Lee.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.